actually people who want to participate in the marathon or the half marathon can actually run the first leg of a four-person relay if they would like to. And we have a lot of people that are doing that across the state. They're using the four-person relay as the Arkansas Grand Prix special race, which basically means it's their 30th anniversary this year. 2011 is the Arkansas Grand Prix, which is a series of running races of different distances. And so the Hawkeyes was out this year for the marathon or half marathon. In other words, we weren't in that series, but they said, let's make the four-person relay a special race. And so that's – and there, we have teams – we have already have record number of teams. We only have room for about 25 more relay teams, actually. And that's the first time that's ever happened.
There is still time to register. In fact, for the marathon, isn't there day of registration?
Yes.
Wow.
There's day of registration for everything except the teams.
Okay.
So they have to register by Saturday.
Still a need for volunteers? Or you got that one pretty well set up?
Actually, we're pretty good. We're pretty good. We are in need of support, though. And what I mean by support is people to come out on the course and support and cheer for and play music, dress up, act crazy. As a matter of fact, the Free Weekly is offering a contest. If you go to their website, I think that there's a link on there, /Hawkeye, that you can sign up to have a group that, you know, dresses up, has a theme, does paints your face, whatever you want to do.
A, it just helps the runners. But B, if people are from out of town and they have a great experience, they go back and tell people about it.
Right. I think they go back and tell people, and they get on the blogs and the, you know, the marathon, the long distance running community has that just like everybody else does, and they get on there and they tell people about coming to Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And not that you want Hawkeye to ever get this big, but some of the bigger marathons in North America, San Diego, Chicago, have grown from that sort of word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The marathon uses a lot of the trail this year.
Yes,
a lot of the Frisco and Skull Creek.
Mm-hmm. As in the last 2 years, we use Shiloh, Mud Creek, Lake Fayetteville, and Skull Creek in Frisco.
And so what that means is that for about 5 hours on Sunday, not only are some streets closed to regular traffic, but the trails as well.
That's right. And we ask people to have patience when traveling that morning, if they're going to church and, or whatever they may be doing. Just have patience. We will be... the streets we're not using, we're only using on the way out from the square, and then we're actually bringing everybody back, except for the 5K runners, back on the trails. The trails have been posted, and I will post those on our website today, make sure and get that on there, of the times that each one will be closed, because not all of them will be closed for that whole 5 hours, you know, because we only need Shiloh Trail for... you know, an hour, mm-hmm. you know, and we might need Mud Creek for 2.5 hours, et cetera. So.
And it's not just the front runners who need the cheering. In fact,
right.
It's the people that will come by about an hour later that really need it.
That's absolutely right. And one other thing that we're having this year that is new and that a lot of people will be interested in is it's the first year for the Hawkeye Kids Marathon. And those kids are going to be doing their last mile of what will make up a marathon over time. And so they're starting at 8:15, and they start at the square, same finish line as the adults, and finish there. And they get their medal, and they get their T-shirt, just like the big folks. And those are K through 5. We even have some 4-year-olds that are going to be out there doing their last mile.
You've run marathons.
Mm-hmm.
You've run this one for a long time. Honestly, which is harder, running a marathon or running a marathon?
I'd say putting it on is harder. It's longer. It's, you know, I start pretty much the week after this one's over, we'll begin, you know, we'll begin planning for the next year.
As long as you're executive director, you can't run the marathon, can you?
No.
Does that bother you at all?
A little bit, because everybody always asks me, are you running? Are you running? And I really want to say yes, because I really want to run, especially the half marathon course this year. I think it's going to be really fast, and I know we're going to have some records. But, you know, I'm going to be going and doing some a half marathon in Joplin maybe or Kansas City. Or, you know, it just lets me look forward to what I can do kind of close to there. And so, yeah, I'd have to say putting it on might be a little bit hard. But I do it for a good reason.
There are charities that benefit. Some of them that just seem to fit hand in glove with the Hawkeye Marathon. There's the Kendrick Fincher Hydration Foundation.
Right.
Jackson Graves Foundation.
Yes, Jackson Graves Foundation was started by James and Angie Graves, and they're both runners themselves to benefit Children's Hospital and also here in Northwest Arkansas to Willow Creek. Now they're giving some support out there. And then Meals on Wheels is a very good one that we added last year. And Seven Hills Homeless Shelter is our newest charity, and that was added this year. And our presenting sponsor is Sam's Club, and they and also Northwest Arkansas Media. And they both, you know, support the charitable giving, and so they left it up to us. Basically, our board picked Seven Hills because we saw the need. And we thought that was a good one here local, you know, to support all of Northwest Arkansas. And this year, one really cool thing is that we have Leah Torvalson coming to run the marathon. She has won the Little Rock Marathon 3 times, and she's actually on the United States Marathon training team and will be competing for the Olympic trials in January, I believe, of 2012. So this is her first year to run the full marathon, the Hawkeye.
And she won Little Rock last month.
Yes.
Yeah, she did. Thanks, Tabby.
Thank you.